Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening to these teachings today that they just help her have real clarity and come out of the world so that she may obey your Holy Spirit and understand who he is. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous it can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understand that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You need God's grace to carry you through and just obey him. You need God's grace to obey him. So understand what God's grace is so you can engage in the power of God that is given to us freely through his grace. I just want to finish up the previous podcast talking about the fear of God. I already read this verse, but I just want to connect it. And once again, I'm going through this so much because and I'm referring to how I'm talking about the fear of God is because so many Christians have a very just worldly concept of God. And so when he shows up and is revealed, they don't understand him, okay? Because once again, their mind is just inundated with all of this self-love, okay? When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, self-love is really unclean when you really understand what it is, okay? We're not made to love ourselves, okay? We're made to love and worship God. That's what the book of Revelation says, okay? This is Revelation. Right, 1 second. This is Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. It says, let's start at verse 10. It says, the 24 elders fall down before him and sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We were made for him, okay? You're made for his pleasure, not your own. It's really dirty, in all honesty. When you can see it, when you understand, when you can see, and once again, your mind has to be renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit, because more than likely, if you've been taught this stuff since you've been in school, you know, and you just, it's everywhere, but it's wrong. Okay, it's wrong. We were made for his pleasure and his glory, okay? And then we receive love from him. It's a beautiful thing. We are vessels to worship and honor and glorify him, okay? And then he gives us love in return, okay? And it's reciprocal. It's between us and God. It's not between ourselves. It's like a really weird thing. It's just when you feel the Holy Spirit, you're like, that's just, it's dirty. It's unclean. It's not what we're made for. Okay. It's contradictory to nature. Okay. To what we were made for. Okay. We're made for God's glory and to love him, and then he loves us, and that's clean and it's holy, and it's a connection between us and the Lord. Okay. But then just again, because everything needs to be backed up by scripture, I'm going to read this verse one more time. Well, I'll probably visit it again, but for right now. This is Luke chapter 12, verse 4, where Jesus is speaking, and he says, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after have no more that they can do, but I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit will do with your soul. When I'm speaking and I say, you see the Lord and you see, okay, that he has power to torture your soul for all eternity in ways you can't comprehend. That's what Jesus is talking about. He says, fear him which hath, after he hath killed, okay, people don't think that way. No, God doesn't kill, but he does, okay? fear him which after he hath power to kill, hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. That small verse, okay, right there, hath power to cast into hell. That's what you'll see when you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you see God. You'll see that he has power to cast into hell. And you'll see, because most people don't understand what that means. It's concealed. It's a revelation of the Holy Spirit, okay? But you will see when you have a revelation of the Holy Spirit what that means, hath power to cast into hell. It means he has power to torture your soul for all eternity in ways you cannot comprehend. And you can see it, and it is terrifying. And that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, fear him. Be focused on the one true God and nothing else. He is more important than anything else and is not wrong. It is not a sin to fear him. And it's, when I say it's not a sin, and when you really break it down, okay, the way that these people think, they believe it's a sin to fear God. They believe it's wrong. Whenever you have people making up their own rules as to what's right and what's wrong, they're making up their own sins. Okay? Because what is right and what's is wrong is defined by God as a sin. Okay? And not a sin. And when man does that themselves and not God, they're making up their own sins. And they're wrong. You don't do that. Only God tells us what's right and wrong. Okay? And it is not wrong to fear God. It is correct and right. And once again, the Bible says the fear of God is clean, enduring forever. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she really humbles her heart and understands how dangerous this place is and how deceptive it is, and that she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover. She's done, reads it again, and has to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, you send Jesus' name. Amen.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.